Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr, and today we are actually both in the same studio. Hey Dave.
Hello sir. It's warm here too.
Well, yeah. What is the temperature in Chicago right now anyway?
I don't want to know.
Yeah. I just remember telling him the other day, hey, I hope that you're going to be okay with our cool 70 degrees. You know, he's like, it was -4 yesterday. So
almost an 80 degree difference in most days, so I will take it.
Well, anyway, it's good to have you in real life here in the studio. And you know what we're going to talk about today? This is going to be a fun one because this is something that makes me laugh so much. And I'm glad that you thought of this topic, but originally we were talking about just overreaction to Twitter and overreaction to stuff like that, but it's kind of expanded into an overreaction to certain things on social media. I think the article that used to, you know, that kind of gave you the idea, and you could get into this and talk about it, but was recently at the Oscars with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga and
their performance.
Their performance and just kind of how Twitter just exploded and all the, oh, they're in love and all this. And like, why don't you go ahead and jump into it and kind of set the stage for us here?
Maybe they are. Maybe they're just actors. I don't know. And it doesn't really matter to me. I just found it interesting just how some people were so polarized and so involved and had to let everyone know that this was, you know, whatever they thought of it. It was horrible, or this was great, or this made my day. But I think there's also, from a business standpoint, times when companies have changed logos or launched products or poorly launched products or really well launched products, you know, like had super success. And Twitter, there could be five people that just go off on a tangent, or there could be 500 or 50,000. But I think it comes down to, for a company, what is that tipping point?
Yeah, so like basically what you're saying is, who do you listen to? You know, like one of the examples here that we have is you have a CEO and two employees that don't like a certain particular thing, but yet you have 1,000 people online that love that certain thing. So who do you listen to? Do you listen to the CEO and the two employees, or do you listen to your community? I mean, my thoughts are I'm going to listen to the community every day. I mean, obviously the CEO and employees have some insights maybe, but I'm always going to do what I can to listen to the community, especially if there's that many of them backing it, or at least I'll look into it a little bit more and maybe go out and reach out and try to get some feedback. But those are just some of my first thoughts.
Well, and if there's a product manager that is saying I have data, and I think it also goes back to, if you're overreacting to social, or you're overreacting to one investor, or overreacting, and what that overreacting could be is probably different for every single company. You know, you have how many people in your company that have stock or share or majors, you know, major owner. There's different a number of people for every company and every project, every campaign, you know, and so on. But if there's not metrics, there's not a plan, if you're a product manager or product owner, depending on what people want to call it, and you have certain metrics, and all of a sudden you do what they call an NPS and reach out, and like for you, say you were to do an NPS and you come back with half of the clients are super happy and half of them aren't. Okay, well that for me would be a flag of, okay, we're succeeding here, but we're failing here. Why?
Right.
If you don't have those metrics and you don't have something, then you have to rely on internally or wait until there's a fire to put it out. Because now all of a sudden someone's online or saying bad about your company or a person, and now you have this overreaction because, oh, we're doing this horrible job. But maybe they just had a bad day. You know, if you don't have those data and you don't have those points, there's nothing to point to.
There's
nothing to guide you on.
Well, this makes me think of, because one of the things that we were talking about before we started recording was, you know, overreactions on Yelp and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think of, you know, we're here in Arizona, and the one that comes to my mind was the ABC Bakery.
Yep.
And I think they were even featured on a television show. I can't remember which one it was, but
they had their own show.
Was it their own show?
I think they had their own show.
Yeah, and anyway, like, that lady was crazy. Crazy. And so, like, she couldn't even react to any, like, I mean, forget about just online overreaction, just in-store customers there, like, running them out, chasing them out. I mean, that's just not good business.
No.
So, like, what are your thoughts? Like, you know, let's say that I'm a business owner and I own a restaurant and I have, you know, obviously I care a lot about my product and my food or whatever it may be. And I get some people that come on to Twitter and or Yelp and leave me some negative reviews. Like, you know, what's the best way to handle that?
I think you should already be talking to your managers and your staff on a regular basis at a restaurant and saying, okay, this month, what problems did we have on an ongoing basis? What things could we improve internally? And if you're not doing that, and asking your managers or your the people that are, you know, in the trenches dealing with the customers and or the product that you're serving, and then they'll say, even if they don't give names, they'll be like, oh, well, there was a shift where we had a lot of, you know, food going out that was wrong, or we had this one shift at the plant where, you know, we put out some bad product, or we had, you know, this one campaign or this one link builder, this one agency we worked with on this one project, they did good on this one, but when we worked with them on this one, I don't think it's what they should be working on.
You know, that right there is something I hadn't even thought of, but like, what a fantastic idea for every one of you, whether it's the reviews that you get on Yelp, or if you go look at your Google Local and you read your reviews, or even Facebook reviews, you know, having some sort of inventory at the beginning or end of the month, however you want to do it. But basically, take a few, you know, it doesn't even have to be your whole staff, but maybe some of your managers that think then can take it down, you know, to lower levels or whatever. But basically do some sort of, I don't know if the word that I'm thinking of is inventory, or take some sort of, you know, where
assessment.
Assessment. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. And talk that over with those, whether they be salespeople or waiters or whatever the topic may be and whatever your industry, but basically use that feedback instead of like having that knee-jerk reaction to, you know, screw you, my food's great, or screw you, my product's good, and like I'm gonna rant and rave about you and just cause a firestorm that's not needed on social. Instead of using it for that, which is a lot of our, you know, and I'm guilty of it as well at times, like I just have those knee-jerk reactions, but instead of doing that, take that information and use it to do an assessment. And use it with your teams and say, okay, just like you said, Dave, you know, here are some of the areas where people are having the most issues with. What can we do to improve?
Well, and if you're someone that's listening and you're like, well, I'm not a service oriented. If you are a SaaS solution or some other type of company that launches products or, you know, something that's completely online or something like that, or software, think about it from doing a postmortem on the entire project. And I know a lot of people that I've worked with and internally and externally when I was in-house and agency, some people would say they were gonna do it and most of them never did. So to actually do a postmortem. But then also going back to some of the kind of initial stuff of just the overreaction on social that can happen, have a plan with it. So if you're gonna do a big launch, you probably have from an SEO side, it's like, okay, what if our redirects don't go up? What if we have pages that are missing? What if we screw up and our robots.txt says don't index? There's that kind of, you know, thinking through. And the PPC side of stuff, they're probably like, okay, well, you know, we need the creatives, we need it approved, we need the landing pages up. The social people are probably like, oh, this. But does your social and PR team have a plan about how to deal with people giving feedback that is negative? And it goes back to the whole, if you have 5 people or 50 people or 5,000 people on Twitter, but all of your customers, all of your prospects are like, this new product rollout is awesome.
You know, that reminds me of, you know, just talking about all this from, it goes perfectly into a thought that I had on Glassdoor. Okay. So Glassdoor, I've had people approach me like, hey, I have this this person that used to work for me, and they're just destroying me, and how can I fight them? The conversation was always like, how can I fight them, and how can I get this removed, and how, what can I do about this? Because it ranks so high for our name and this and that. And so I think that we need to switch our thinking from how can I react to that one person and what they think and what they say versus how can I create the plan that you're talking about to you know, like if this glass door is not going away, or these were, you know, like for us for years, it was rip off report.
Yeah.
And trying to fight that instead of trying to figure out ways to make that go away, how can you use those to your benefit? Okay. Create a plan, put some kind of plan in place where, you know, if you have happy employees, approach them and tell them, hey, look, you know, we're on Glassdoor. And, you know, if, again, I don't know how you would go about it, but having that approach of let's have a plan of attack ahead of it before just trying to react to something, I think is what you're trying to say.
And you could institute a plan, but it would take, and this is going back to the, you know, do you have a plan for this type of stuff? If you want to combat something like Glassdoor, and then it starts with the HR and the enrollment and the one-year review, where maybe you ask them, it's like, you know, hey, no pressure, but if you could next quarter at some point or next year, take a look at Glassdoor, or take a look at this, you know, LinkedIn, or, you know, if you're in there or somewhere, wherever it is, have them suggest it. But then, do you have a plan to monitor Yelp? And is your plan to, like you said, combat it? Or is it actually to do a real assessment and fix it?
Yeah. Because I remember forever, you know, and again, for several years, you know, when I used to do a lot of reputation management, it was like, you know, do Google, like put this keyword in and see what happens. And like the first two results are rip off report and complaints board. And how do I get these pushed down? And, you know, for years our methods were, all right, we're going to create, you know, all this stuff to just push it down and get rid of it, versus how can we, you know, create the kind of stuff that's going to be there and take that over in the first place, or prevent that from happening.
That's a lot more work though.
It is, but
a lot more work,
but it's more sustainable.
It is much more sustainable. It should be.
And so that goes back to your point of, I think it's much easier and less work if you have that plan.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point of what we're trying to say here. And so, again, just with certain overreactions, whether, you know, whether we're specifically talking about stuff that happens on Twitter. I mean, we recently had a situation. I don't really want to get into a whole lot of details, but like, you know, just certain people being called out in certain industries, and they have nothing to do with certain things that happen with world news or whatever. They just happen to be a part of certain industries. Like, how you go about handling that and how Twitter reacts and how things, I mean, it's huge. It's important to the individual and their brand. It's important to the company and who they represent. There is so much more that you guys like that's being represented than you realize. Like, and that's how come you have to just like take a pause and think about stuff like this before you just jump in and have just crazy overreactions, because it could make or break you in this day and age.
Well, and then there's not even just social, to take it even offline. I've been in situations where we were doing a new site migration, and the CEO asked one person who wasn't our target audience, that wasn't involved with all of the decisions that had been made for the last 6 months, and they didn't like one aspect of it. And suddenly they wanted to make a knee-jerk reaction to change things 2 or 3 weeks prior to launch. And I think actually we were already in like QA mode. I think we were supposed to launch like the next week or two. And they wanted to know what all of these changes were gonna be. Mm. And so then I had to sit down and spec out the hours, the amount of time, the impact, and detail all of this stuff out. And when I gave it back to them, and all of a sudden they were like, they valued this person's, what they suggested, but clearly not enough to offset all of these other changes. But for me, it was also frustrating because we had done all this work, they and all sorts of other people had signed off on stuff for months, and here we are almost at the finish line, and one little suggestion from one person could override all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought we had gone down that line and been able to prove stuff, but clearly we didn't have either metrics or things in place for them to quite understand the ramifications of such a change and such a reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, because that was truly an overreaction to a single suggestion. And maybe they just didn't understand the true ramifications of what they were asking. Because once I laid it out, they were like, oh, okay, never mind. Don't worry about it. But that, as I went through it, it made me wonder, did we fail somewhere? Or was it just, did I misinterpret their question? And that might be something, you know, five people on Twitter or a couple people on Facebook complaining about something, one internal person who just has the ear of someone can easily take down an entire project or completely pivot something. And if you don't have some sort of, here's the process, here's the plan, here's the metrics, I think sometimes those people with an ear, those five people on Twitter can make something that really isn't a big deal a really big deal. And sometimes maybe it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they're just the tip of the iceberg and no one else is complaining. But if you don't have good things in place to listen to your employees, to your customers, to your prospects, and you don't have a plan and you're just not doing it, then you don't know what you don't know, and you just assume that that's what everyone thinks.
Yeah, I like that. I think that would probably be one of my biggest takeaways, and hopefully everyone's listening and taking, you know, taking that into consideration what we're talking about. But, you know, with me, it's processes. We have always talked about, you know, again, we're talking about overreaction on social, but, you know, I kind of liken this to when we're doing a visual content project. You know, whoever we're working with, we want to know who all is going to be involved or who all needs to be involved before we go down the path. Like, if you have that in place, and then also like what we talked about earlier with, you know, having some sort of plan in place where you could talk about things with salespeople, employees, you know, key team members, if you will, on certain topics. When you're getting this feedback from all these different places, whether it be Twitter or Yelp or, again, whatever industry you're in, but compile this this information or data that you're getting and talk through it with your team members and figure out how you're going to tackle it head on before it becomes an issue and it's something that you're having to overreact to or you are overreacting to, not even meaning to. And so those would be just kind of some of my final thoughts on like how to go about all this.
I can't imagine how often that happens, especially with like visual things and infographics.
Oh yeah,
because it's so subjective.
Yeah,
it's so subjective. And I'm sure you can go through five levels of approvals with everyone, and all of a sudden one person that wasn't involved up until that point sees it and asks one question, and all of the dominoes just kind of fall apart.
Perfect example is we were working on this amazing piece of content for this group, big group. Probably shouldn't say the name, but anyway, just this big group, and everybody loved it. But it was kind of a controversial because it was, you know, around the 2016 presidential election. I'll just leave it at that. So super controversial, obviously, these days, but. It was an amazing piece of visual content. Everybody supposedly from this big company that they needed to be involved were involved. They promised us. We went through the whole process. Last minute, said company gets a little bit of cold feet, so they just run it past someone that they never told us about, i.e. someone in the HR legal or something, shot it down without even thinking,
wow.
Like, without hesitation. And we had spent probably 40, 50 hours on this project. Luckily, in our case, we got paid because...
Yeah.
You know, we have that system ironclad, but it sucked for the client that they had to go through all that time and money and basically get shot down. And so, and a lot of times the reason I'm bringing it up too is because sometimes it doesn't work out so great for the agency as well.
Yeah.
But the lesson here being, do your due diligence, do your best to try to solve that before it becomes a problem that you can overreact to. And I really like what you said, Dave, and that, again, I'll leave it as my final thought, but I love how you mentioned just like getting all that feedback and that data and bringing it up with the team, having some kind of a monthly or even quarterly at least meeting where you guys assess everything that people are talking about you, any kind of negativity that you're seeing on Twitter, any kind of negativity on any of those channels, and figure out what you could do to improve from that. Instead of wanting to go and react to these people that just aggravate you, figure out your plan of attack to to switch it around on them, so to speak. Those are my thoughts.
And be proactive. We, when I worked in the One SaaS, we would do emails out to the customers telling them that what was changing, and that we would try to, ahead of that going out, give them screenshots and let them know that processes were changing inside of the system. You know, it's funny, we'll see people complain on Facebook about Facebook changes or Twitter changes or the UI, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so great, or oh my gosh, I hate this.
Yeah.
I imagine Facebook, you know, the team there has their own metrics of engagement. Does it go up and down? They probably have people segmented. They've probably done A/B testing. You know, do you have that kind of stuff in place? Do you alert your customers of large changes? Because if you don't, then they're probably the ones that are going to go on Twitter and bash you.
Yep.
And if you don't have that kind of, you know, let's get ahead of this stuff for all things or as many as you can, it will bite you.
All right. Well, guys, as always, you know, if there's any questions that you have, or even if you have examples to overreaction of social media, we'd love to hear about it, talk about it, you know, reach out to us on Twitter. We are always there. But for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media. And thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one of these.
Thanks.